Hello again. Last week we talked about his castle, and this week our question is there a queen to live in his castle? You know, there are many kinds of queens that we're acquainted with, beauty queens, ruling monarchs, queens in name only. But the queen we're looking for today is the one who by her attitude and appearance and character makes the man in his castle exclaim. There are many fine women, or shall we insert the word queens, in the world, but you are the best of them all. This lesson covers some areas in which it's so easy to have blind spots. That is, we might be blind to the fact that we nag, or that we're bitter, or complaining, or perhaps one is unaware of her emotional immaturity. Glimpses of truth that we have taken thus far make us know that there is no area of our lives that is off limits to God's authority, even our thoughts and our attitudes. And ladies, our attitudes, if they are under God's control, will be of love, affection, goodwill, and kindness. And these attitudes can build up and encourage our husbands to their full potential. Every man goes out in the morning feeling like he can conquer the world. And yet happenings every day, all day long, try to beat this out of him. And only with his wife can this instinct be rekindled. And a woman is a very foolish image and not a queenly one if she tries to beat out of that man the only instinct that makes him a king. Wrong attitudes can deflate his ego and his empire, and it takes a wife, a helper who is fit for him, to restore his aspirations to manhood after it's been beaten out of him all day. You may have picked this thought up yourself when you were discussing Proverbs 14:1 on page 91. Dr. Donald Gray Barnhouse said a wife should not be a mere brush fire, giving off some warmth. Rather, she should be a hearth fire, radiating the warmth of love and tenderness where a man may find a fortress from the cold world in which he works. A part of being his queen is not trying to usurp his person and make him over. You did not marry him to change him, but to love him. Women need to learn to take their petitions to the King of Kings in patient prayer. Thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring, for his love and power are such, none can ever ask too much. There's a little poem that my husband often reads. It says, when a man asks a maid, and she says she'll be his, it's a man's fondest hope, she'll stay just as she is. But the maid, ere she's married, has drafted a plan for complete alterations she'll make on her man. A maid to a man is a vision ethereal. A man to a maid is a piece of material. Well, you know, we better leave the alterations to God, because he is the only one who is really capable of making alterations. Let him do his work. You remember we talked last week about what amazing things God could do if we would simply pray and keep our mouths shut. In the couplet, we said a maid to a man is a vision ethereal, and I expect that the thing that hit your husband first about you was your appearance. Well, let me just check with you now and ask, how is your appearance today compared to when your husband first saw you? Someone has said that our appearance is a reflection on the one to whom we belong. What do your eyes and hair and skin and figure say to the man in your life? And what about your clothes? Ladies, do you know that the Bible is full of references to beautiful dress? Gina Andrews, in her book, points out how over and over God speaks of beauty in clothing. For instance, I decked you with embroidered robes. I shod you with Egyptian leather. I swathed you in fine linen. I clothed you in silk. I adorned you with finery, bracelets on your arms and a necklace around your throat, earrings in your ears and a lovely crown on your head. And ladies, if we're really queens and daughters of the great king, then let's dress the part with good taste and style. Be glad that you're feminine. That's exactly the way your husband likes you. He doesn't want you to look like his roommate. The more feminine you are, the more masculine he feels. Now, although this outward adorning is very important, the most precious to God and the most lasting with men is our inside beauty, the character and the integrity of the heart. The one thing that seems to cloud a woman's character is her seesaw cycle in moods. Ladies, when we're caught in the grip of a mood, we need to just go before the Lord and stay there until we feel the quiet, steady calmness and the joy that comes from Him. Elijah set a good example of this in 1 Kings 19:11 and 12, where it says, "And he said, go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. And the strong wind broke the rocks. And after the wind, an earthquake. After the earthquake, a fire. And after the fire, a sound of gentle stillness and a still small voice." And it points out that God was not in the wind or the earthquake or the fire, but the still small voice. The power of Jesus can change me, can change you into a steady, calm, upright person. James 1:17 reminds me that no variation, no change comes or occurs with God. To have the proper attitudes, to have a pleasing appearance, and a blameless character, this is what God wants. And this pleases Him, and it would certainly delight the one who shares His castle with you. Have a good day today.